It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, baby. Travis Thomas Experience. Funky on WEEI. Taking your phone calls per use. We spent the first hour talking about your baseball team, so get in here. 617-779-7937 if you want to talk Sox with me. I'm here till 6. I'm going to talk Pats offseason now, though, because obviously we all know the three paths to improve this team: draft, free agency, trades. I'm going to talk about all three. This is my sort of offseason wish list, if you will, for the Patriots. This would be my blueprint. Let's start with free agency. Now, we all know there's a ton of cash to spend here. I want to be clear. Now that T. Higgins is off the table, I'm not going to spend as much as I thought I was this offseason, but I'm still going to spend an S-load of it, and I'm going to pour it into my offensive line. I would have a completely revamped offensive line, and I would buy it. I would buy it in free agency. That's not to say I can't draft offensive linemen, but it ain't going to be at 4 overall. And if I trade back, it ain't going to be there in the first round either. It's going to be later in the draft where I'm just getting quality depth. But I am spending cabbage in free agency on my offensive line. I'm talking left tackle and beyond. So I would spend. I would also, you know, slightly overpay. I'm not going to go crazy here, but he's a free agent wide receiver. So this is just the reality of the market. I would slightly overpay, short-term deal, for Chris Godwin. And I would bring him in as a veteran, solid wide receiver to work with all these young guys I have. I am punting on the idea that I can fix my wide receiving room this offseason. I am not getting a true number one wide receiver. One does not exist unless I trade for it. Can I go get DK Metcalf? Maybe. But that price is going to be steep. I'm not interested, okay? In fact, while we're talking trades, I would trade for Cooper Kupp. Again, as long as the price is reasonable. So I would slightly overpay, short-term deal, so I don't get handcuffed by it, for a Chris Godwin. And I would trade, I don't know, what do you think? Fourth rounder for Cooper Kupp? Sounds about fair. Maybe a third? Sounds fair. For Cooper Kupp. all of a sudden, overnight, yes, I did not get a true number one wideout. I didn't get T. Higgins. I didn't get DK Metcalf. Fine. But you know what? I didn't go get Debo, who's a pain in the rear end. I got Cooper Kupp, consummate professional, loved in the locker room, champion. And I got Chris Godwin, consummate professional, loved in the locker room, champ. And I'm bringing them both in here not to put up Megatron numbers, because they won't and they can't. Can you stay healthy for me? Let's start there. And can you teach my young average receivers to be a little bit better? Can you squeeze a little more juice out of them? Can you raise their game a little bit? Can I get a little more out of Pop Douglas because I brought you here? That's what I'm looking for. And then as far as the draft, well, I mean, since I'm not getting a number one wide receiver, and there really isn't one in this draft, at least it's can't miss. I mean, there's no Drake London in this draft. There's no A.J. Brown in this draft. You know what I think I'm going to do? Change my draft strategy. I just told you, let's spend all the money on offensive line. Okay, that's revamped. Godwin and Kupp as my wide receiver additions. All right. I mean, you could go pass rusher in the draft, but what if Abdul Carter's off the board? Mason Graham shouldn't go number four overall. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to trade back into that top 10 still, so I'm still going to acquire another pick at later in the draft, right? Which really helps if I do end up giving up a third or a fourth rounder for Kupp. Maybe I can regain that trading back later into the top 10, 8, 9, 10 range. And you know who I think I'm going to take? I'm going to take this kid out of Boise State, Ashton Jeanty. You know why? And I know you're rolling your eyes. Trev, first round running back, top 10, what are you doing? Think about this. What's the best thing for a young quarterback to develop? In order, offensive line. Well, you can address that. Number one wide receiver. Well, all right. It's not really available this offseason. What's next? A strong, solid, dynamic run game. Oh, the light bulb goes off. Well, who do we have in-house? Ramondre Stevenson. What is he? Is he dynamic? No. Is he solid? Yes. Okay. Who else? Antonio Gibson. Dynamic? No. Solid? Yeah, he's all right. Okay. Let's get dynamic. Is that adding someone and running it by committee? Maybe. But I tell you what, I mean, you've watched college football just like I did. Ashton Jeanty is as dynamic as I've seen. I mean, honestly, I mean, this kid can catch. He can run. He's 5'8", 217. He's got a strong build. He's got speed. I mean, home run hitting ability, big runs, athleticism. He can cut with the best of them. I mean, this dude, Ashton Jeanty, he averaged 7 yards per carry last season. Are you kidding? 2,600 yards, 29 touchdowns. I mean, this dude, man, honestly, I watched him run for 250 yards against these schools. He had 6 touchdowns at one point. I watched him in a game. Here it is. I'm looking at the stats here. I remember watching a game where he had 6 touchdowns. I found it in 2 seconds. It was the season opener, actually. Jeanty carried Boise State to a 56-45 win over Georgia Southern. Jeanty ran for 267 yards, 20 carries, and had 6 touchdowns. I mean, what are we talking about? This guy is the truth.com is what he is. Honestly, I mean, if you didn't have some, like what Travis Hunter did in college football was ridiculous. If you didn't have that, this Jeanty kid's the Heisman, and you know it. It's just unreal. 617-779-7937. I'll take your phone calls. What's the biggest priority this offseason for the Patriots? What would you do with free agency? What would you do with trades? What would you do with the draft? You can also hit me up, Travis Thomas Experience, on the gram and Twitter. Let's hit the phone lines. My man Will on line one. Will, how would you handle all this for the Patriots this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why anyone's not talking about McMillan out of Arizona. I understand he's maybe not a guaranteed home run hit, but this running back class is stacked. You can pick up a running back, maybe not JT quality, but pretty good later. McMillan, he seems like he is a home run, honestly. I've seen him play. He's a stud. Why not bring him in? Bring in Kupp or Godwin with him and start building around him. I don't want to reach for an O-lineman that isn't a home run hit. I'd rather reach for a receiver, personally. So, I mean, let's get Drake some weapons and let this guy's huge. He's fast. He can catch everything. I say we let him pull.
Yeah, well, listen, people have been talking about Tet McMillan to the Patriots. I think the issue is where they pick, brother. You know, where they pick at four, that's too much of a reach. There has been talks, kind of what I just laid out for Genty, where the Patriots sort of trade back. You would still likely need to be top 10, I think, to get your guy, McMillan. So the Patriots could do the same sort of thing I just laid out and take McMillan instead of Genty. I think that's a possibility. So you're not wrong. And I could see the vision as well. I just think Genty's more of a can't miss. Does that make sense? Like, seeing what I've seen from Genty is enough that tells me that's the guy. I'll give you an example. Your guy, McMillan, you mentioned his size, 6'5", 210, can run like a deer, is able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He can catch. He can route you up. I really like him, and I would have no problem with the Patriots drafting him. In fact, I mean, he had 84 grabs for 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns, and they were absolute trash at quarterback at his school. He went to Arizona. They were trash. Okay, how's that? And he still put up those kind of numbers. It's one of the reasons why I like Drake May coming out of UNC. I watched Drake May, you know, make a dollar out of 15 cents with some of the talent he had at UNC. And that told me he's pro ready. Right? Because that's what the pros are. You don't always have five-star offensive line and receivers like you do at Alabama. Hello, Mac Jones, right? And so that's what I liked about Drake May was, look, he's playing with a dude that's going to go, you know, work at the local Piggly Wiggly when his college career is over, and he still put up numbers. I like that. That means that translates to the NFL. So your guy McMillan, I'm giving him props here, and I'm fine with it. And I know people say, well, why would the Patriots draft another wide receiver in the first round? It never works. You got to get over that. That was with Belichick. I mean, come on. Like, how many bad times did you have with your ex that you're going to take out on your new lover? Like, that ex is an ex for a reason, right? Rip the Band-Aid off. Move on. I would take McMillan, no problem. But here's why I say I like Genty better. So McMillan put up these numbers I just told you, 84 grabs, 1,300 yards, 8 tutties at Arizona with crap at quarterback. Great. Ashton Genty went to Boise State. He was the alpha and the omega offensively. And he put up stupid numbers. Know what that tells me? He's the man. Get that guy. I mean, honestly, McMillan put up numbers in spite of. Genty put up numbers no matter what you did. I mean, you loaded the box against him. You threw the kitchen sink at him. It didn't matter. That dude, he doesn't even crouch over in a running back position. He stands up straight like Michael Myers and runs through your defense. I'm just telling you. Fix offensive line and free agency. draft offensive line and defensive line. I would draft both trenches, offensive and defensive line, late in the draft. Because this draft is deep for that. There ain't a lot of game changers in this draft, and Genty's one of them. That's who I'm getting. Do I have to, you know, can I trade back to 8, 9, 10 and get him? Yes. Same with McMillan, to your point. But I think I'd rather have Genty because he's just shown me bigger sample size. Oh, no, he is a game changer. There's no doubt about it. 617-779-7937. What's the biggest priority this offseason for the Patriots? You can also hit me up on the gram or Twitter, Travis Thomas Experience. Get at me. What's the biggest priority this offseason for the Patriots? Coming up, we'll hear from you on this entire hour. I'm here till 6, and we'll also talk Bruins and Celtics. So get in here, talk with us, would you? Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox won their first Grapefruit League spring training game earlier today, defeating the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4 thanks to a ninth-inning two-run homer from Tyler Miller. The Sox are back in Fort Myers tomorrow for Garrett Crochet's debut versus the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch is at 1:05 p.m., and you can listen to the game right here on WEEI. The Bruins are back in action after Brad Marchand and Team Canada won the Four Nations face-off. They're preparing to play the Anaheim Ducks at 7 p.m. After adding 14 new players this offseason, the Revolution season opener kicks off at 8:30 p.m. The Revs are on the road tonight playing Nashville SC. Boston College Hockey heads up north to play Vermont at 7:30 p.m. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Stay tuned later in the night for Westwood One's coverage of NCAA men's basketball. Tonight's matchup sees St. Mary's heading to Spokane to play Gonzaga. Coverage begins at 7:45 p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Sometimes you just got to eat mom's spaghetti. You know what I mean? Every now and again, mom's spaghetti. You just... Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls. Get in here, would you? 617-779-7937. By the way, if you want to talk Sox or Patriots with me, get in here. I'm only here till 6. I will be talking Celtics and Bruins before I get out of here. But I want to stay on this topic. I've been talking about the offseason for the Patriots. So 617-779-7937. I asked, what's the biggest priority this offseason in your mind for the Patriots? You can also message me. I'm on the gram and I'm on Twitter at Travis Thomas Experience as well. So I said, you know it's kind of a hot take because no one believes in taking a running back top 10 and teams that do it more often than not. It's a mistake, although we have seen it work recent years even. I mean, Saquon obviously is a main one since he just won a Super Bowl. But even Jahmyr Gibbs with the Lions has worked. So it happens. And I think Ashton Jeanty is as good as any of them, certainly as I've seen at college. So my mentality is, now, by the way, if the Patriots don't follow the blueprint I just laid out, then I get not drafting Jeanty, right? And at that point, you just take best available at 4, whether it's offensive line or defensive line. But what I suggested was, since T. Higgins is off the market, you know, it's almost the same way I felt with Soto and the Sox, where it's like, all right, if you're not going to spend all the money in the world on Soto, reallocate those funds and still have a busy offseason, which the Sox did. Although, you know, I'm greedy. I would have taken another arm, maybe a closer, but whatever. They did a good job, right? So that's sort of how I'm approaching this. I don't have to drive the Brinks truck to T. Higgins now. So what can I do? Well, I'm going to revamp my offensive line. I'm going to rebuild it completely. I mean, I'm tearing it down to the studs, HGTV style. I'm spending a lot of money, left tackle and beyond, on my offensive line, okay? I'm going to pay a Chris Godwin. I'm not going to pay him some long-term stupid deal that's going to screw me. I'm going to give him short-term, high AAV, get him paid, get him cash, kind of Bregman style. Give him the money, but it's a short-term deal. I'm going to do that because he's a veteran, not because he's some great number one. I don't even think he's a number one wide receiver, but he can come in and he can help my room full of non-number one wide receivers learn how to be pros and get the most out of them. It's the same reason I'm willing to move a third or a fourth round pick, preferably a fourth, for Cooper Kupp. Same thing. I want Godwin and I want Kupp, not because they're Megatron put together, because they ain't, but because they can help my mediocre young wide receivers. And it just kind of gives Drake May a couple security blankets, a couple of vets, grown-ups, know what they're doing, been in big moments, won Super Bowls. That's going to help my young quarterback develop in addition to my young receivers. And then here's a big splash. If I'm doing all that, I'm going to trade back. Try to recoup one of those cup picks. And listen, I'm taking Ashton Jeanty, top 10. I am. I think this Jeanty kid is special. And if I've revamped my offensive line, and if I've given a couple, you know, decent veteran receivers to Drake May, Jeanty could be the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, think about this. I'm not saying Drake May is Jalen Hurts the runner, but when you have that 1-2 combo like that, because Drake May can run. So if you have a Drake May and an Ashton Jeanty together, I mean, that offense, am I wrong? With Josh McDaniels calling plays, all of a sudden, look how dynamic you are. I mean, you went from boring to dynamic almost overnight. That's fantastic. 617-779-7937. I think it could work. I mean, do you think I'm nuts? Well, don't answer that. But what do you think the Patriots should do this offseason? I already know you think I'm nuts. So, I don't, you don't have to really weigh in on that one. 617-779-7937. If you want to get in here, this is your chance. I'm only here till 6, and then I'm drinking everything. Let's go to Andrew on line one. Drew, welcome to the experience.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I got to say, before I say anything, I'm a huge fan of yours. I've been a big WEEI guy for a bit, and you do the best solo show out there by far.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
And I think having you on, like, replacing Dummy Jones would be, like, ideal for
the
radio.
Well, let's just slow down there, Drew. Jones is a friend of mine. He's been great to me.
Yeah, I know that. You got to say these things.
Yeah, we'll man. What do you want to talk about with the Pats?
All right. So here's the deal. As much as I respect the take on the Genty and, like, the top 10, unfortunately, we are just not in the position to ask for the shiny toy. We need the socks and the underwear for Christmas. So I think trenches, as much as I want to agree with you, and I think like McMillan and Genty are like really fun prospects, that is for a team that already has the major plugs filled in, and we're just not there yet.
Yeah, I hear you. Like it's a luxury. I feel like I cut you off there. My bad, bro. But you're saying like, you know, when you get to a point where you can draft, I'm putting words in your mouth here, but if I'm picking up what you're putting down, you're saying when you get to a place where you can draft a running back in the first round, in the top 10, whatever it may be, it's because you've already built a tremendous roster. And to your point, you're not wrong, because the most recent example of that I used earlier, I believe, was Jahmyr Gibbs with the Lions. And, you know, listen, by the time they did that move, you're right. It was a complementary piece to what they had already done roster-wise. What I'm suggesting, my friend, is that the Patriots bolster their roster this offseason. That's what I'm suggesting. I'm saying in one offseason you do it. I hear you. You know, this roster, we've watched it now for a couple years. Obviously, the end of Bill, and then we saw the Gerard Mayo experiment, we'll call it. This roster is Swiss cheese. I mean, there's so many holes up and down the roster. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to argue with you there, but I tell you one thing. When you got that kind of cabbage that this team does, and, you know, now it appears as though at least there is a coaching staff in place that can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. Like, I'm thinking you can go for broke in one offseason and fill all those holes. I don't think that's – now, I'm not saying you're getting superstars at every spot. You know what I mean? But I think you can address every single spot on this roster that needs addressing. Literally. Like, you can free agency here, trade there. Let's get our draft. Let's focus on this here. I mean, you can do it. So I am suggesting we actually kind of agree, but I think we disagree on timeline. Like, you're suggesting it takes a long time. And that may be true to have stars, right? Stars have to kind of emerge, and we get it. You got to develop guys. Guys had to be in their prime. It's not an exact science here. But I do think in one offseason, man, I mean, you can really do some landscaping and clean that joint up and add an Ashton Jenny, who is an absolute dynamic playmaker. It should be noted. There's only a couple in this draft, and he's one of them. I think Travis Hunter's another one. Abdul Carter's a game wrecker. Like, there's not many guys. I don't think there's any at quarterback, by the way. And I like both dudes. I like Cam Ward. I like Shedeur Sanders. I don't think either one of them is game wrecker. I think they're both just going to be okay. They're going to be solid quarterbacks in this league for a long time. But, I mean, you know, game changers, game wreckers, home run hitters, they don't grow on trees. They don't. I mean, look at the wide receiver. With T. Higgins off of the market, look how fast that dried up. It dried up like the Sahara Desert. I mean, these playmakers, when you have a chance to get one, you better go get one. No disrespect to left tackles and offensive linemen and all that. But, I mean, every draft gives you those. Every free agent pool gives you those. You know what? You know what you don't get very often? Ashton Gentes, Abdul Carters, Travis Hunters. I mean, those are the movers and the shakers, man. Is this my guy on line two? Is this the Chuck? Let me get Chuck on line. Hey, what's up, brother?
Good. Yeah, as I called in and told your producer, it's the president of the Travis Thomas.
Yes, the president and the
What's
only
up?
Client.
Hey, no, you know what? You're way too modest. And before we talk Patriots, I've been listening to you since Friday, right? And you know when you co-hosted in the morning, and you're way too modest. And I'm going to say this seriously as a friend of yours, and yeah. I'm not sure the audience knows. You and I met 3 years ago when you and George hosted the Dana-Farber telethon, and you guys hosted one of the morning segments that my daughter and I were on. And I've said to you over the last couple of years, never, never, never did I expect being on the show that morning, being on the telethon with you and G that day would result in the brotherhood that it has. And, you know, look, I think a lot of people over the course of the last week listening to you on the radio know how good you are. And look, you're an outsider, man. You admit it all the time. You're from, you know, the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland area. You're not a true Bostonian. But no one has gravitated to understanding and thinking like a Boston sports fan better than you, my friend. Wow. And more importantly, knowing and seeing a side of you as a human being, you know, it's pretty clear you're good at what you do from a sports perspective. But, man, I'm telling this audience who's listening to this afternoon after the Red Sox game, you will not find a better human being than Travis Thomas. And, and man, the Travis Thomas experience is the real thing. And I'm so proud of you, man, listening to you as you talk sports, and you've over three short summers, you've become one of us. And yes, I'm biased because you and I have become very good friends. But man, oh man, when I listen to you on the air, and I know my friends at NESN know this because they're giving you more and more to do. I pray every night that our folks at EEI understand the gem that they have and figure out how to continue to give you time. Because, man, whether it's the Bruins, whether it's the Celtics, whether it's the Red Sox, whether it's the Patriots, you've become one of us. And this is coming from a kid who grew up in Dorchester, who has been a diehard Boston fan for 57 years, almost 58 years. And I'll tell you, you're better than most when it comes to talking sports. And I just I'm so proud of you as a friend. More importantly, just as a Boston sports fan, it's so refreshing to have somebody like you who, no BS, I mean, you just summed it up. I think, you know, you look at the Patriots, right? We could go fast, we could go slow, we could go cheap, we could go expensive. Why not just throw some of Robert's money on the table and figure out to do what you just said a couple of minutes ago? I mean, you have the formula. Let's rebuild this thing and get back into winning traditions. But, man, it just, you know, T, it's just so refreshing, you know, between what you did Friday morning co-hosting and listening to you this afternoon after the Red Sox game. As a friend, I'm just so super proud of you, man. I really am. And to you, Carrie, and the kids, I continue to just, you know, wish you guys the best because, hey, look, we all know what's going on. And, you know, you've been so fantastic just supporting folks like me at the Dana-Farber. And, you know, again, I say it when you, George, and I text all the time. I never imagined that just being on the air with you guys a couple of years ago would turn into this brotherhood where the three of us have been there for each other now the last couple of years behind the scenes, pumping each other up and doing the rah-rah. And, you know, it was so good to see Bielecki doing the bean pot a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you guys are the rising stars in Boston sports, and I hope you guys keep it up and just continue to do what you're doing, man. That's all I wish for.
Man, Chuck, I'm trying not to cry tonight, so I appreciate that, man.
Oh, come on.
I really appreciate all your support always, and you know this too. I've told you this. You know, the first thing I noticed when I got here to town was a lot of the broadcasters here have been here 20, 25, 30 years, are iconic guys. And that's something that I aspire to be. I hope I never leave. So I really appreciate that, Chuck.
Oh, think about it, they all started someplace, right?
That's right.
I mean, you don't the ones that take the Rome wasn't built in a day, and the ones that take the time to do it right. I'm going to tell you, brother, you're doing it right, and you're studying it, you're working hard at it. But you come across just so genuinely knowledgeable. You have your opinions, but you do it in the right way. And it's just, you know, there are some stations where, you know, there's a shtick. And I want to say to the Boston sports fans who haven't had the pleasure of spending time with you one-on-one, what you see is what you get. This Travis Thomas experience is the real thing. And, you know, I wish more people would be able to see what I see. I know we're long overdue for a one-on-one and a beverage or a lunch. And, you know, George and I will continue to work the calendars and figure that out. But, you know, I think the fan base is growing. You can tell based upon the people listening even this afternoon saying EEI needs to give you more. And, man, oh, man, they're right. They see what I know. And it's fantastic. And, you know, hey, my only sense on the Patriots is I think we got to do exactly what you said. You know, you're right. You can draft linemen anytime. Let's spend some money, fill some holes. In Vrabel, we trust. I think they got a great coach. And let's figure it out. I don't think we're that far away as we spend some of Robert's money, you know?
Absolutely. Love you, Chuck. Thank you for the call, man. And thank you for the nice words. I really appreciate that. How about that, man? I mean, you get that kind of love, you're making a black man blush. You know? I mean, that's real love. I really appreciate that. And, you know, all I can hope is that, like I said, that this region, this market that's been so good to me, hopefully they feel the same way for me as you do. And, you know, I'm here forever. I ain't leaving. I'm not bleeping leaving. All right, let's go to Mark on line one, who wants to talk Patriots draft with me. Let's go, Mark, on line one. What's up, Mark? Welcome to the experience.
Thank you. I have never called in when you're on, and this is a great experience. I really appreciate the call.
My man.
And I want to tell you about a underrated guy that I think is going to be a stud, Harold Fannin.
Yeah.
Out of Bowling Green. I'm very high on this kid. I have watched his tape, and I'm telling you, he's got like this juke. I mean, he literally bowling over, you know, bowling ball over people. I mean, the kid is only 6'3", 240, but he plays a lot bigger than what he is. And I think that would be the pick if I'm the Patriots. Maybe I'm hearing that he might be a mid-round pick, maybe like a second to four.
Sure.
Second to four-round pick. And I really think that if you want to pair a good tight end up with Drake May, that's the guy to pick, in my opinion. I just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, Mark. I mean, listen, he's definitely on the radar, and that's someone that, you know, you could maybe get later, as you said. Tight end from Bowling Green, big cat, 6'4", 230. I mean, he's just nasty. He's a freak of nature. You know, he's got everything that you said. There's no doubt about it. To be honest, this is a not good, great draft for tight ends. And all I was saying about Genty is because you're not getting T. Higgins, because you're not getting a true number one wide receiver, you know, this offseason, let's just face it, unless you give up the farm and go get DK Metcalf. But I think most of us don't want to do that. Can the show say amen to that? I don't think we – is there anyone ready to beat down the door to trade everything for DK Metcalf? No thanks. I'd rather kick the can down the road and figure out a true number one freak wide receiver later. But, you know, in my opinion, I think you could change the dynamics here. You could bolster the run game. That's what I suggested with Genty. But if you look at this draft for tight ends, you could go that route too. I get it's not a wide receiver, but a tight end's a tight end. You have two pretty good ones now, right? In Hunter and Hooper. And then, by the way, Tyler Warren at Penn State, straight baller. I mean, I got my buddy, Peter, who's a Penn State diehard alumni. I mean, he's texting me now. Penn State shut down Genty, and he's absolutely right. I mean, I gave you guys these stats for Genty earlier, running for a bazillion yards against, you know, roast beef Tech. But when he went against Penn State, they shut his butt down in those playoffs, didn't they? But you know what I saw? Abdul Carter, who could be a Patriot, and a bunch of great first-round studs on that, you know, Penn State defense basically dare Boise State to beat them without Genty. And how's that's not going to happen sound? So they got smoked. But that kid, Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State, can ball. The kid Loveland, Colston Loveland at Michigan's another tight end, can ball. Mason Taylor at LSU can ball. This kid Fannin. I mean, there's a ton of really good tight ends here that maybe you just added another tight end. Pass catcher's a pass catcher, right? A playmaker's a playmaker, is it not? I mean, last I checked. So there you go. When we come back, I'll talk Celtics and Bruins to end this fine radio program. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, groovy, funky, as I wrap up a Saturday evening. Wonderful, wonderful show. Got a lot of Red Sox talk in there. Got a lot of Patriot talk in there. I want to end the show quickly. You know, looking ahead, Celtics play tomorrow afternoon. The Knicks come to town, and it feels like every time they play the Knicks, they just beat their ass. And I don't think tomorrow's going to be any different. In fact, I mean, the Knicks just got smoked last night. I'm going to tell you, I think, Celtics are hot right now. You know, you look up, we take it for granted, but you look up, they're on a 4-game win streak. Everything's working for them. They played well before the break. They're playing well after the break. Knicks just got smoked. I mean, smoked last night in Cleveland, 142-105. I saw something during that game. I want to say it was like the first quarter. It was early. It might have been second quarter. So I think I checked out once it got to halftime. That game was over by halftime. But I remember seeing in the second quarter some text about a stat about that was the most dunks the Knicks had given up like in like 30 years or something crazy. I mean, the Cavs were dunking all over their faces. And I think it's going to be like that tomorrow at TD Garden, except not with dunks, with threes. I think threes will blot out the sun. So I think they smoke the Knicks tomorrow. And then as far as the Bees tonight, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. I think they're going to beat the Ducks because the Ducks are average at best. And I think this Bruins team, although they're ticking us all off, and I feel like they're not going to make the playoffs. And I also would like to add, I think they're going to be sellers at the deadline, which is going to be tough to watch, but it's the right move. They're still better than the Ducks, and they're going to win this game tonight at home, and that makes me happy. But I do want to add, okay, because I love hockey, but I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I don't know how I'm supposed to go back to watching NHL hockey after Four Nations hockey. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't. Are you kidding? You just gave me a filet mignon with Four Nations hockey. Are you kidding me? I mean, Canada, U.S. twice was epic both times. And now, what? You want me to eat a Hot Pocket? Like, I can't do that. I'm not being mean to the Bruins. I love the Bees. But damn it, man. Four Nations was so good. I can't just go back to, you just want me to watch NHL hockey? Like, no problem. Like, I didn't just see the greatest thing ever. All right, so there you go. I hope that's how it feels when you listen to other radio programs. You say, man, that experience, it's nothing like it. I can't just go back to regular sports talk radio. Who the hell needs that? Thank you all. Catch me on Nessun this week. Follow me at Travis Thomas Experience on social media. I'm out. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.